Hello, and thank you for listening to Call the Roll, a public affairs program produced by the Columbus City Council and aired here on Freedom FM. I'm your host, John Ivanek, communications director for the Columbus City Council. On this week's show, budget hearings continue as the City Council considers the proposed 2015 spending plan. Columbus City Council members will be holding their first meeting of 2015 on Monday at 5 o'clock in Columbus City Council chambers. During the next few weeks, council members, their staff, members of the mayor's administration, and the public will continue to formulate the budget. A final version should be passed sometime in the next 4 weeks. Councilmember Shannon G. Harden, the chair of the Small and Minority Business Development Committee, recently held a hearing to discuss areas of the proposed budget that impact his committee's work. Here's Councilmember Harden.
Tonight we'll hear from Departments of Building and Zoning Services, the Department of Development, and the Equal Business Opportunity Commission's office and their efforts to support the development of small and minority businesses. We'll hear from Director Scott from Building and Zoning Services, Director Steve Shoney from Development, and Director Melinda Carter from Equal Business and Opportunity Commission. We will take the presentations in that order, and we will save questions from council members and potential guests after the presentations conclude. So with that, I will turn the meeting over to Director Messer.
Good evening. Thank you, Councilmember Harden, for the opportunity to speak tonight about some initiatives that we have launched in Building and Zoning Services with respect to small businesses. This year, Building and Zoning had the good fortune of implementing an initiative that was launched by City Council to hire a full-time position referred to as a small business concierge. One thing we knew from the beginning is that this position, small business concierge, would be a job that would be able to interface with folks across the city and with a variety of industry groups and resources. When you look at Building and Zoning Services, we are in a unique position in that the vast majority of businesses already touch our department. Site plans, building modifications, zoning issues, a number of things require businesses to work with our department. And with our one-stop shop, we're already designed to facilitate access across a lot of departments in the city. In recent years, we've established a process whereby any business, large or small, has the ability to come in to set up a free meeting with the department. We bring in representatives from across the city who can provide advice and guidance for small businesses as they work through the process that is involved in getting permits, zoning, utility issues, traffic, fire, etc. In addition to trying to bring these resources together, Building and Zoning Services also has a major emphasis on technology. And we've moved many services online, totally revamped our website, and improved experience for small businesses. It was this one-stop approach that led us to believe that Building and Zoning would be a great location to establish this small business concierge position. So after reviewing the results from the small business survey, talking through the needs of small businesses with respect to the position, we really focused on three things that the small business concierge would make priorities. Number one, they would serve as a single source contact who could function as a liaison to small businesses across the city. In addition, they could refer small businesses to a variety of resources for business plan development, workforce training, and even financing. Number two, we wanted to build a web portal that could function as a resource for small businesses to allow them to access to a variety of information. And number three, we were excited to have someone who could get out in the community, interface with groups, small businesses, participate in conferences, and really join the broader discussion to support small businesses in general. So in early July, we were able to officially hire the small business concierge. He is here tonight, Ryan Schick. He's done a great job of implementing all three of those areas that I discussed. We do have a website that has been launched. It's actually called the Small Business Builder. The website right now has three primary areas or purposes. It's designed to provide a variety of resources to businesses on, as I said, with their business development plans, financing, legal resources, a variety of things. essentially what we've done is we take a business type and we put A to Z what it takes to work through starting up that small business. Right now we have three areas: restaurants, salon, barbershops, and daycares. By spring we're going to be adding food trucks, retail, coffee, tea shops, and a couple of other types of businesses, with the idea being that if you want to open a business like that, go to our website. You have A to Z guidance on how to get through regulations and other startup issues, as well as a variety of other resources. We've also been able to, as I said, serve as that single point of contact. So we get daily phone calls from businesses and small businesses who are interested in navigating through the processes of getting their businesses off the ground. And Ryan has been able, as I said, to join the broader discussion around the city with attending the small business conference that we had in the fall, for example, and really forging relationships across the city. So we're excited to continue to develop and grow this small business concierge position. We're excited to partner with you, Chair Hardin, President Ginther, and all of council, and the mayor and his staff to continue to support our small businesses. It's been a fast start, and we plan to continue this momentum. So we're very excited. And thank you.
Thank you, Director. Director Shoney, discuss the Small Business Revolving Loan Funding Program and NCR program.
Thank you, Councilmember Hardin, and thank you for the opportunity to speak. I have a short PowerPoint presentation that I'll walk through a little bit. In general, generally speaking, first of all, let me begin by thanking Director Messer and Ryan Schick for the great work that they're doing with the Small Business Concierge Program. It really is, has been a great first, 6 months or so for the program, and Director Messer and Ryan have really gotten off the ground and are great partners of ours in that program, so I want to begin by thanking them. Where the Department of Development really tries to concentrate our efforts for small businesses in a couple of areas. One is in creating great places for small business. So whether that's on our main streets or in our central business district or in job centers like Easton and Polaris and the office environments in those areas as well as the retail, we really try and create those great places where markets can develop. The second thing we try and really concentrate on doing is providing financing. So working with partner groups to provide the financing that businesses need to grow and reach their next phase of development, whether that be moving out of the proverbial garage into their first space or improving that initial space that they have and making it be an even better place for them to grow their business. So in 2014, we had an excellent year on a number of fronts. We funded $1.1 million in support for 22 small business loans, which leveraged more than $5 million in total funding. We also made some significant improvements in how we get that funding out the door. We established a new funding partner, fully established one new funding partner last year in the finance fund, which will be making loans. Some of our larger small business loans, those loans that are in the $50,000 and up range, with a sweet spot around $100,000, really funding that next growth phase for a lot of businesses. We visited 152 small businesses and funded four facade grants totaling almost $10,000 through our neighborhood commercial revitalization program. And we also run a number of economic and neighborhood development service contracts. We funded 43 contracts for a total of $5.3 million in funding. That's funding for services that we don't provide directly as a city, but we go out and we find agencies that are better than us at providing those services and can provide them more efficiently and more directly. So in terms of the volume that you see, we really have had in the past two partners. ECDI is our funding partner that focuses on small loans. Let's call it $10,000 to $100,000 loans. They, in 2014, performed about $482,000, just short of $500,000 in loan funding to create 21 new jobs in 18 businesses. This is very important funding for businesses that are really going from having their first couple employees to maybe getting to that fourth or fifth or sixth or tenth employee. The CCDC, I am so bad, I cannot remember what the acronym for CCDC is. I apologize. CCDC has been our larger loan funding partner for several years. They did four loans for $600,000 last year. They are going to remain a loan partner for us, but a lot of that work is transitioning to finance fund going forward. Moving on, the Neighborhood Commercial Revitalization Program, or NCR program, is a program that really focuses on trying to encourage development along our main streets. It's not only Main Street, but it's Broad Street, it's Livingston Avenue, those kinds of areas where we really see commercial hubs to our neighborhoods. This is a program, through this program and through other programs, we visited 152 businesses last year and did four facade grants. This is a program actually where we're going to try and make some significant improvements over the next year. We have a contract out right now to with an outside group to help us evaluate that program and really design a better program that speaks to how neighborhood development happens now. And we're even making some very simple programs. Four grants through that program was not enough last year. And as we looked at what happened, we found that we have some curious things in the program where we say our rule in the past has been if you ever had a loan through the program or ever had a grant through the program, you were excluded from getting a second grant. So we had companies, businesses that had come to us that had gotten grants 20 years ago that we were forced to deny. We've changed that. Now we're looking at a 7-year look back to say, okay, have we done something for you recently so that we can spread the use of that program, but really try and get more dollars out the door and literally on the street so that those businesses can present better to customers. The last, second to last slide summarizes some of our service contracts related to small business. As I said, I'm not going to run through them all, but we have 43 service contracts for over $5.3 million. You can see some of it summarized there. Those contracts really are concentrated in with our NCR program partners in Linden, along Parsons Avenue and Franklinton, along Broad Street, Mount Vernon, Long and Main Streets. Also, we do contracts with the special improvement districts. The Downtown Special Improvement District, the Short North Special Improvement District, and the Morse Road Special Improvement District, as well as, I'm sorry, Downtown is actually two. We always tend to think of them as one. The Partners Achieving Community Transformation on the Near East Side that's redeploying primarily the Poindexter Village site, and then the West Side Community Development Fund. We also do a number of other contracts that are directed towards small business. With that, I'll conclude my remarks and be happy to take any questions.
Thank you, Director. Just because I said it at the beginning of the committee, I do have questions, but I'm going to wait till all of them, all of the directors present, and then we'll go back. So I apologize, but thank you for your presentation. Next, we have Director Carter with Equal Business Opportunity Commission, and we'll discuss with us efforts our office are working on to encourage race and gender neutral practices to ensure minority and women-owned businesses are on level playing field here in the city. Thank you so much for presenting this evening.
Thank you, Councilmember Hardin. As you know, we have long advocated and worked very hard to make sure that minority women-owned businesses have been included in the city procurement opportunities. Pleased that over the many years that we've been doing this, nearly $500 million have gone to minority women firms as a result of the work, collective work of the city, and of course the Equal Business Opportunity Office assisting in making that happen. So we're very proud of the minority businesses that we've served through this administration, this council, and my other colleagues, as well as the over 400, nearly 500 certified minority women-owned businesses that we currently have in our directory. As you indicated, Councilmember Hardin, we have been working feverishly on a small business initiative over the past year, actually longer than that. Some time ago, we explored the idea of a race-based program. We had a race-based program, it was challenged, and as a result, we went to a race and gender-neutral program. We don't have a disparity study, which is required legally before we can institute a race-based program. So as a result, we looked at other options to make sure that minority businesses, small businesses, could participate the procurement opportunities. So over the past year, we've been engaged in what we call SBI, which is a small business initiative, funded largely in part, largely by the Department of Public Utilities, who's been a great partner with us. And we hired a consulting firm to come in and help us with the initiative. And what we did, we met with over 1,000 businesses. We had monthly and weekly meetings with not only the executive team, but also city leadership and also representatives from each department. We looked at programs across the country. We did two extensive reports, one looking at race and gender neutral programs, one looking at race-based programs of similarly situated cities. After all of that work, including a number of focus groups that we had with minority and majority community, I think we met with a total of, I think we had 12 focus groups that were facilitated by our consultant as well. We came up with a plan for our small business program, which really was recommending the implementation of a race and gender neutral program. Because we don't have a study, but because we want to impact the utilization of minority and women-owned businesses and other small businesses as well, we found that many minority businesses have the same issues that small businesses have, and the great, great, great majority of minority businesses are in fact small, that we recommended the implementation of a small business program, and we've been working toward that goal since then. As I indicated in the information that I supplied to you, the small business program is something that we're looking forward to exploring. We've already recommended that we have a goal, that the goal be enforced, that we have measures in place that in fact will make sure that the goal will be met, that we will have a collaboration with all the departments and all city leadership to make sure that everyone understands why this is important and why we're committed to ensuring that minority and small businesses have a chance to participate in the city's procurement process. So that is basically what the Small Business Initiative is. Again, race and gender neutral has a goal. It is going to be examined annually. It will be examined annually to determine if we're meeting its goal. And it will be a way that we can measure our success. One other thing I want to talk about is that over the past year, we've also been implementing a new monitoring and tracking system. Some years ago, about 15 years ago, we implemented, maybe not quite 15 years ago, about 12 years ago, we implemented a system called BizTrack, which is a minority and business tracking system internal to so that we could issue reports. And it was new then. It was new in the industry. There weren't many around. We went all around the country and found a program that would meet our needs. Since then, of course, a lot has changed in technology over those years. And so now we have a new program called PRISM that we implemented, and it is up and running. It will be issuing our first report this year, and we've been working collaboratively. Not only is it going to monitor and track minority participation, but we also make sure that it will fit any small business program that we ultimately enact, that is ultimately enacted. So with those two things, a small business program that we're very excited about, coupled with the monitoring and tracking system that is already ready to go, coupled with the fact that we've had some success in utilizing minority and women-owned businesses over the past years, we're looking forward to a great 2015. We think we have all the things in place. As I also indicated, again, one of the things that I think is working really well over the past 4 years specifically is our collaboration with other departments. Department of Utilities, a prime example, they've been a great partner. The Small Business Conference that we do, or that they do, and we work with them, has been a great boon to small businesses and helped some minority businesses as well. We had our Minority Business Conference this year, the first one, which we had was a great success as well. So not only with the Department of Public Utilities, but the others, of course, building the Small Business Concierge, that's been long been discussed, so we're glad to see that come to fruition, and we think that'll be a great asset, as well as those programs in economic development that assist not only small businesses, but small businesses who happen to be a minority. So we're looking forward to a great 2015. I think we can build on the success we've had, and we're hoping that these programs will have a measurable impact on our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Director. I had the opportunity to participate in that Minority Business Conference, and your staff did an amazing job working with the other departments to pull that off. What I heard from the business community, small business community, nothing but praise for bringing folks together, and a great event. And great happy hour event as well afterwards. Good job.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about this small business minority, small and minority business committee, because there is real opportunity to grow and to offer services to a community that is really growing and vibrant here in Columbus. And I think that the work that we have done over the last couple of years have shown that we are responsive to the small business community. And I think that no more so than the establishment of the Small Business Concierge. And so, Director Messer, I appreciate, I've heard nothing but good things from the small business community about this. And I think the fact that we were directly responsive to a request or a recommendation that came from the community, that's not been lost. Wanted to have you say the website where folks can go to get more information about the Small Business Concierge, how they can get connected to Ryan. I think that that's one of our biggest things that I would like us to focus on or look at this year is how we, now that we have this great service, how do we make sure that the information is getting out to small businesses?
Sure. Thank you, Councilmember Hardin. The website is columbus.gov/small business. So that's the actual address that you would go to. It is labeled Small Business Builder, as I said, but again, that's columbus.gov/small business. And Ryan, you can contact our main office. You can call 645-7776, and they'll transfer you to Ryan and get in touch with him. He has been contacted, you know, on a regular basis. It's been exciting to see the outpouring of need that's there, and he has helped many businesses navigate a variety of things, and so it's been an exciting position to see grow and develop.
Thank you. Director Shoney, when you were talking about the Small Business Revolving Loan Program and the investments that we made this year, I'm really, we've made 22 of these loans over the last year. What, after we make the investments in these companies, what is, are we hearing that there are other follow-up services that they need, and how are we helping to connect those small businesses to other support initiatives?
You know, that's one of the great things about the partners that we use, Council Member. Let's use, as I said, we're setting up Increase CDC to do microlending, and just to use them as an example, their fundamental program is a business creation coaching program, and this becomes a piece of that. So when we look for our lending partners, we look for those that are doing other things. ECDI runs the food for it. The finance fund is very heavily involved in new markets tax credit lending. So these partners that we use, number one, have other services to bring beyond just our lending. And frankly, they, part of what we also look at is, do they have other lending programs that they can bring those to bear, so they can be bundling not just our money and not just a traditional bank's money, but can they be bringing federal small business development loan funding to the table? But we do then work with those partners and have our team involved to say, okay, what else needs to happen to help this business really grow and help this business remain sustainable and get to the point where the owners want it to be, what help them achieve their vision. So we do really try and partner with groups that can help us bundle all of those services.
Thank you, Director. Again, I'm really excited about this committee and the work that you guys are doing together, actually. And there's a lot of coordination between the different departments to make sure that we are serving the small business and minority business community. So I appreciate the work that you've done in 2014. I'm excited to work with you, each department, on the initiatives that we spoke about this evening in 2015.
For more information on the City of Columbus's 2015 proposed budget, go to columbus.gov. The Friends of the Community Relations Commission is sponsoring the 2015 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration here in Columbus on Monday, January 19th. The celebration will kick off with the annual King Day March. which will begin at the King Arts Complex and end at the historic Lincoln Theater, where we will celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. King through an inspirational program featuring guest speaker Julian Bond. Bond is, of course, a longtime civil rights leader who was the first president of the Southern Poverty Law Center. Bond was also elected to 4 terms in the Georgia House of Representatives and later 6 terms in the Georgia Senate. And from 1998 to 2010, he was the chairman of the NAACP. For more information on the King Day activities, go to columbus.gov/CRC. We are out of time for this edition of Call the Roll. If you have a question or a comment, please email us at calltheroll@columbus.gov. That's CALLTHEROLL. @columbus.gov. Don't forget you follow the Columbus City Council on our Facebook and our Twitter pages. On behalf of the entire Columbus City Council, I'm your host, John Ivanek. Thanks for listening to Freedom FM, and have a great weekend.